or whatever song that might fit the occasion, or this is a song, He Lives, and when you're in doubt, you know, that convinces you. And are you able, said the Master, to be crucified with me, and all that. Just different hymns that I took, and I stretched that into two different lessons. They seemed to like that a lot. And it got over a lot of points to it that helped them to understand, I believe, what it takes to get along and how easy it is to do if you want to do it.
I pity these people who live in the city and are so wrapped up in their everyday affairs that they lose track of things, and then the next thing they know, they have to go to the psychiatrist to see who makes his adjustments.
Yes, it's a pitiful situation. My wife and I don't have any children of our own. We adopted a boy when he was 2 years old. Then we've had John 7 years, he's nine now. Then a little over 2 years ago, John's brother was living with his grandfather, and his grandfather had cancer of the stomach and knew he was going to die, and he requested that we rear that boy. The boy had always wanted to live with us from the time we got John. The grandfather wouldn't let him. And he was 12 when we got him, like either 2 or 3 months being 12. He's 14 now. And I know it isn't. Catherine and I don't take the credit for the boys being like they are. We have helped it along. But I know there isn't two boys in this county that's easier handled than those two boys. They're just dolls. I couldn't either. If I'd had two of my own, it'd been some mean stay in the house.
That's the way I feel about mine.
You look like girls. You can say, John, don't do that. That's the end of it. Or he'd come in, Daddy, can I do so and so? Well, do you think you ought to, John? Kind of put him on the spot, you know. Let him help you think he's helping you make the decision. And finally decide against it, you know. There's no questions asked, no argument, no crime. He accepts it, that he seems to be happy to go along with it. They're just a lot of fun to be with, too. We enjoy them a lot there. And they're both straight A students in school.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well, that little, what I mean, he's a brain, he's up and at him. He has never made anything but an A. Now they have an adopted brother, they have a sister and a brother that's adopted out here.
Oh.
And they're both A students. That's what they're both A students. And they're the smartest group of kids that I've seen to have had the parents that they had. And incidentally, their parents are still living. They just separated and divorced. And the father gained custody of them through the courts, but he didn't want them. He did it despite her.
Oh, dear.
Then he wanted to adopt them out. And he was trying to get them in an orphan's home, and they wouldn't accept the youngest one, the one that I adopted, in an orphan's home. So he was working through Methodist minister here, and he knew I was interested in adopting a child, so he called me in on the case. They asked me if I would like to keep John until he got old enough to send him to an orphan's home. No, I says, I wouldn't be interested at all.
Wouldn't that be heartbreaking?
I says, the only way, I says, I haven't seen the child, but he needs a home, and I need a child. And I says, if he's only two, I could handle the situation.